Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Elizabeth Cooper, manager with Community Development Stratford End Area for United Way Perth Huron, and she joins us on the phone lines this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Jamie. It is a sunshiny day out there. Still cold.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We're chatting on the phone. Most times when you're in studio, it's the weather hasn't been the best on a Thursday. First time we chat on the phone for a while, and now it's a sunny day.
I know. Day, I guess.
There you go. Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron, but I know, Elizabeth, you've got more great news this morning.
Yes, we do. Woohoo! We are at 94%, Jamie Caudill.
Oh, you even got the...
I have the cowbell this morning, and very, very exciting. Actually, we were at 93 yesterday, and we went at 1% overnight. So it's very exciting. Yes, we got to light our 90% light bulb last week, and now we're at 94. So 3 more weeks left to go in our campaign.
Absolutely. And part of this, now we can talk about Stratford Pride Community Center is helping us in terms of part of reaching the goal.
Yes, exactly. Yes. We're featuring the Stratford Pride Community Center this month. So by helping us reach our goal, you're also going to help the United Way fund core operations and programming for this center. You know what? It's really interesting. It's the only smaller community pride center in Southern Ontario. Amazing. So it's downtown on Downey Street, upstairs there. And it's really the only kind of its one of its kind in this sort of size of our community, and it provides a safe space for the local 2SLGBTQ+ community to share social, educational, and health-related issues.
There you go. Stratford Pride Community Center, part of the world of United Way Perth Huron. And again, your dollars, your donations go a long, long way in our community. Again, with perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And we're looking ahead now, Liz, to Spirit of Community Celebration at the end of this month.
We are. We're looking at the end of the campaign. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're already planning our Spirit of Community Celebration. That's right. So it's at the end of March. It's March 30th, and it's at the Best Western Plus Arden Park Hotel. It is a dinner, and we want to thank the Hayter family for their support for that event, for sure. It's a chance for us to share stories of the lives that have been changed through United Way funding. So it's your dollars at work, basically. So it's a really interesting and heartwarming event to go to. We're thanking volunteers, we're sharing stories, and it's kind of like a group hug.
Oh, sure, yeah.
At the end of the campaign, it's really quite touching. So we would love for anybody to join us, our donors and our volunteers. It's $55 a ticket, and you can also get a table of 8. And you can go to our United Way office on Erie Street to get your ticket.
Perfect. We'll see you out for that. And Thursday, March 30th, Spirit of Community. It is a celebration that's happening at the end of the month. Liz, before we let you go, anything else on the go or anything else folks need to know?
No, that's good. We're still taking donations, of course. You can hit the big red Donate Now button on our homepage. So perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And I do have a little short story. We had 3 girls come up to us at our Coldest Night of the Year event. They were about 10 years old, if that. And they wonder what was going on. What was this event? And I told them all about it. And they ran away and they came back with $1.50. And they wanted to donate to the cause. And it just brought a tear to my eyes. Every little bit counts. And the fact that they knew that this was happening and that we were raising money for those that are experiencing homelessness in our community. It was really, really sweet.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I was there at Coldest Night of the Year chatting with you, Liz, and with those those young ladies. They were adorable.
Yeah, very sweet. Yeah, so, it doesn't matter how much you give as long as you can do something to support those in our community that are struggling.
You bet. It's all about community. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks, Liz. The cowbell sounded good.
You bet. We'll talk to you next week.